Micro-hospitals have been cropping up around the country. Construction for one of the first in Pennsylvania will begin in Westmoreland County later this year. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden looks at how this trend will impact healthcare in the region.
In Hempfield Township, at the northeast corner of U.S. Route 30 and Agnew Road, there's a sloping field of mostly gravel and overgrown brush. This empty lot is only 9 acres.
Most people think hospital, you think 150, 200, 300 beds. Our hospital, it will take up about 23,000 square feet. And when you put that in perspective, it'll be about 10 beds for inpatient care and about 8 to 10 beds or bays for emergency services.
David Goldberg, Executive Vice President at Allegheny Health Network, is spearheading the hospital system's venture into micro-hospitals. These facilities are different from rural hospitals, which offer a broader range of services like maternity or surgery. Micro-hospitals are more stripped down. Patients can't come here for angioplasties, but they can get treatment for broken bones or pneumonia. There will also be primary care and offices for various specialties, like perhaps cardiology or orthopedics. Goldberg says this all means people will be able to heal closer to home.
Bringing care to the community reduces the burden on the family, reduces the cost to the family and to those who insure our patients and the copays they lay out.
Tori Wolf of the Massachusetts-based firm Recon Strategy specializes in healthcare regulations and trends. He says this expansion into suburbs and exurbs is in part driven by patient preferences.
You want to be readily accessible so that patients will want to, when it's appropriate, come in to see the doctor or see a nurse, so they don't wait and wait and wait and end up then in an ED with something that's very serious.
David Muhlstein is the Chief Research Officer at Levitt Partners, a healthcare consulting firm in Utah and Washington, D.C. He agrees that convenience is a big factor. This benefits not only patients, but also hospital systems looking to tap into more affluent markets.
This might be, for example, a market that has a lot of commercially insured patients, and commercial insurance tends to pay much higher than Medicare or Medicaid. And so it allows them to put a facility there that could attract some of those better paying patients.
AHN has said it chose Westmoreland County due to a larger concentration of people with Highmark insurance. Its parent company, Highmark Health, also owns the AHN hospital system. However, there's already a hospital in the area that accepts Highmark insurance. 3 miles to the east on U.S. 30 sits a 337-bed hospital owned by the Accella Health System. AHN's David Goldberg argues the new facility won't be redundant. He points to Highmark analysis that shows residents in Westmoreland County spend $140 million annually on medical services outside the county.
We don't believe that it's competition. We believe it's enhancing the healthcare fabric.
Research analyst David Muhlstein also notes that larger hospitals are more expensive to run, and health systems often look to increase revenue by developing other service lines, such as micro-hospitals, which are cheaper to both build and operate.
When you have a facility, particularly if you're able to operate it at a lower expense, you're still getting the same hospital payments for that. And that kind of makes it a very financially favorable facility to create.
AHN plans to announce the locations of 3 more micro-hospitals in the near future. If the model proves successful, other medical systems might follow suit. I'm Sarah Bowden, 90.5 WESA News.
WESA's Bridges to Health covers the well-being of Pennsylvanians and is funded by the Jewish Healthcare Foundation.